Business people have come to Dakar from across Africa and around the world to attend the first Africa Carbon Forum. They represent governments, investors, and projects that help the environment while making good business sense. Here, potential environmental entrepreneurs have the chance to network with those who know how to make their projects profitable. Carbon emissions have been identified as a major factor in climate change. The Kyoto Protocol, the environmental pact aimed at reducing climate change, set up a mechanism by which projects that help reduce carbon emissions by using cleaner, renewable inputs are compensated financially with so-called carbon credits. Heavy polluting countries, tasked by Kyoto with reducing their carbon emissions, have the option of buying the carbon credits from the clean projects, in essence purchasing the avoided pollution rather than reducing emissions themselves. Evan Ard is from the London-based Evolution Markets company. Ard says that process, referred to as the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, has quickly grown into a $70 billion market. He says Africa has been slow to benefit, but the potential on the continent is great.
It's huge. Our clients, we have specific demand from our clients. A lot of these folks have plans for side of their portfolio geographically, so Africa is the perfect place.
African businesses and governments are beginning to see the advantage of investing in carbon-saving projects. Several governments have sent teams to the forum. Rachel Boti has come from the Ivory Coast.
I represent the GNA, the Designated National Producer of Cote d'Ivoire. And our role is to coordinate all the projects, the CDM projects in Cote d'Ivoire. And we come at this to meet all the partners of the CDM. We have about 20 projects, CDM projects in our portfolio.
Boti says she represents both public and private projects, including initiatives in waste management, electricity production, and biomass conservation. At the conference, she hopes to meet up with investors who will be interested in funding the projects. Business people and governments are not the only ones with a stake in the projects here. The forum is being attended by several large development organizations, including the World Bank and several United Nations programs. The United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, is playing a role in helping African countries and businesses gain better access to carbon markets, with a view towards development, says Program Manager Robert Kelly.
When people think about carbon trading and the carbon market, they tend to think immediately about the environmental benefits in the form of climate change mitigation. The reason why the United Nations Development Programme is involved is because for us, the carbon market represents a very potent, very fast-growing source of finance to tap into to drive the sustainable development agenda of African countries.
Kelly says projects financed partially through carbon credits are intrinsically good for the environment, but also provide a slew of other advantages for developing countries.
By establishing carbon projects in Africa and selling the carbon credits on the international market, project developers can clearly make hard currency revenue, but there are all sorts of other benefits for the country as a whole, the host country, in the form of clean technology transfer, rehabilitation of degraded land or biodiversity in the context of forestry, clean, reliable energy in the form of renewable energy projects. There's a whole host of development aspects that UNDP is trying to promote, and using the carbon market as a tool to do that promotion.
For the time being, though, the amount of carbon savings-based projects in Africa still lags well behind other parts of the world. With its vast forest reserves and other natural resources, experts say Africa could be a key player in the global fight against climate change. Conference organizers say they hope the Africa Carbon Forum is a step towards making that fight a profitable one for the continent. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.